Commentator Craig Childs has faced mountain lions, wildfire, and angry bighorn rams, but none of them scared him as much as an encounter in the Grand Canyon one night.
I was looking for a spot to set camp. I found a stone alcove high up in a wall of the canyon and stepped in, scanning the ground for a good clearing. Then I looked up. The small chamber was filled with rock art. The style was ancient, hunter-gatherer, at least 3,000 years old. Paintings in numerous colors curved over my head. The figures looked only vaguely human. Within some, painted organs were actually visible, ornate hearts, intestines, veins, their torsos bent and spread, becoming alive, as if pulling themselves out of the rock, opening their mouths in the air. I couldn't set my camp here. It would be too much, like sleeping with the dead. I made my camp in a nearby canyon instead. That night, under the milk-blue glare of the full moon, I took a stroll. Midway through my walk, a violent thunderstorm twisted down from the canyon rim. I was closer to the alcove of ancient paintings than my camp, so I ran for shelter there. Squinting over my shoulder, I looked for the art, but could not see even a faint outline. But I could feel them. I remembered the gaunt shapes of their eyes. I quickly turned and focused outside. The storm eventually moved on to terrorize some other canyon. Moonlight broke through here and there, its beams landing to illustrate a patch of cliff, a far rim. Light moved into the floor of the canyon, far below, creeping toward me. I watched its liquid advance. It seemed too liquid. It didn't look like moonlight anymore. It looked like a huge ghost surveying the bottom of the canyon, pausing in places, then gliding ahead, filling the sandy corridor. I tried to get a better focus, scooting to the edge so I could see straight down. I was watching something unreal, impossible. This strange ghost, incandescent in fresh moonlight, sent arms ahead of it the way a blindfolded person walks through a forest. This thing was real. I could hear it. A grinding sound, a suck and a gulp. Rocks banged against each other. I heard a groan, something breaking, wood. I realized then what it was. The leading edge of a newborn flood, just catching the moonlight. At that moment, the moon reached the alcove where I was perched, spilling in on me. Its light reflected up from the ground, and I turned to look over my shoulder again. This time, I could see all of them. A gallery of phantoms bent over my head. Their eyes beamed down through me. Maybe this is what a ghost is. Not a thing, but a moment. Like finding myself in a cave above the roar of a flash flood, in a staring match with eyes that have not blinked in 3,000 years. The eerie shiver running down my back was maybe not fear, but utter bewilderment. That the flood, the rock art, the moonlight, and I had all found ourselves here at once. I couldn't take any more. I turned and walked away, disappearing back into the canyons of the night.
The comments of Craig Childs, author of Soul of Nowhere, Traversing Grace in a Rugged Land. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards.